Chapter 5, Mishnah 1, Aizu Neshech Vaizu Tarbis. Okay, so this is a famous chapter in Baba Metzia dealing with the laws of interest. And as we know, interest is forbidden to be taken or charged. And we learn it out from a verse quoted here in Vayikra and the Kahati, which says that you shall not give him your money for interest, nor give him your food for increase. So it's prohibited to do that. And that's what this chapter is going to be learning about. So an interesting thing at the beginning of this Mishnah, it uses two terminologies for interest, neshech and tarbis or ribis. And the Gemara learns out that they both mean the same halachic thing. It's two different words which have the same meaning or the same connotation, but they're used interchangeably. But neshech comes from like the borrower's side because it comes from a word of bat. And he's like bitten by the interest. If he were to be charged interest, he would be like bitten from that. And ribis, tarbis, comes from like a terminology increase. That's from the lender's side. Because he profits unduly, his money increases by the taking of interest. So just an interesting point on the terminology there. It says, the Mishnah Ezu Neshech, what is considered interest? How malva sela b'chamisha dinarim, when one loans a sela for 5 dinarim. So a sela is worth 4 dinarim, and it's A loan gives B, loans him a sela, 4 dinarim, and then he gets paid back 5 dinarim. Okay, so that's classic interest, and that would be forbidden according to Torah law. Also, saim chitim b'shloish, or even in a produce kind of sense, if he gives him 2 sayers of wheat, an amount of wheat, and he gets paid back 3, mibnashu noshech, because he bought. So that's that would be 2 cases of neshech. Vaizi tarbis, what is another example of ribis? Hamarbe bepeiros, it's a case of increase with produce. Ketzad. So what's an example? Says the Mishnah, lakach hemenu chitin bedinar zahav akur. If A buys from B wheat, and he buys it at a certain value. So a kur, he's buying wheat for a golden dinar, which is 25 dinarim. He's buying a kur of wheat for 25 dinarim. But the wheat is not going to be given to him now. He's forward paying for a future period, right? Let's say he's going to only get the wheat in future. So and he's paying it for 25 dinarim. And then v'chein ashar, and that's the price of wheat. But amdu chitin b'shloishim dinarim, when at a later point, when it comes time to getting the wheat, so the wheat stood at 30 dinarim. The price of the wheat has gone up. Okay, so we're going to actually learn in Mishnah 5:7 when this kind of scenario of forward purchasing is allowed, and because there are 2 criteria of when it would be allowed and when it's not allowed. Which we're not going to go into here. We'll wait for that Mishnah over there. But Amar Eloi says this Mishnah, Tain li chitai, if at that time when the wheat's gone up to 30, the buyer says to the seller, okay, give me my wheat, give me my kor of wheat. Shaniro tzilamachran velikach benyan, I want my kor of wheat. I'm going to sell it in the marketplace for 30, and I'm going to go buy wine. So that would be permitted. Okay, there'll be no problem with that. And the reason there'll be no problem in this scenario is because at the time he bought the wheat, the price was fixed. And we'll see that's one of the conditions when you're allowed to do it. So B should give A his core of wheat, his volume of wheat, and that would be fine. But Amru Lai, what he can't say to him is, Arei chitecha asur sala b'shloshim dinarim. Listen, wheat, he can't say to the buyer, listen, wheat is considered to be worth 30 dinarim. The core of wheat that I owe you is worth 30 dinarim. I'm not going to give you the core of wheat now. Rather, what I'm going to do is, Varei lach etzli bahen yayin. Let me say that I owe you 30 dinarim worth of wine. Okay? And vayayin einlo, and he doesn't have the wine. So he can't even give him the wine. He can't even say, I'll give you 30 dinarim worth of wine. He'll go get the wine at some future point in time. Under those scenarios, the rabbis prohibited this kind of transaction. It will be a rabbinically prohibited ribis interest transaction, and because he doesn't have the wine. If he did have the wine, if B did have the wine, it would be allowed because at that point in time, the wine would become like the purchaser's. And even if there was an increase in price on the wine after that, it would happen under the purchaser's domain. So we wouldn't be worried about that scenario. Scenario that the rabbis are worried about is where he doesn't have the wine, and then where the price of wine will go up, and now he has to give him even more than 30 dinarims, worth of wine, because the price, he'll have to spend more to buy the amount of wine he owes him, because the price of wine has gone up. So the rabbis didn't like that kind of scenario, and they put a rabbinical injunction against in that kind of scenario. We're going to see, as I said, in Mishnah 5:7, other issues surrounding the forward purchasing of produce, when it's allowed and when it's considered interest, when it's not allowed.